All right, here we go. It's Friday. Sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful thing. I am in Barrington, Illinois for the weekend, which is awesome. It's my mom's birthday today. Decided to take a last minute trip, fly home, surprise her at the gym this morning. Pretty cool. Cool moment. Getting to see a lot of cool people, getting to see family, and a lot of friends. Getting to see some friends tomorrow on the weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's just, like, as I get older, and I'm not saying I'm old, but sometimes I feel old. I don't know why. It's a weird thing. But, you know, you start to feel a little old, and you know, but you realize you've had these friends for so long. So long. Some of them since, like, first grade, kindergarten. And it's just cool because you stay in touch. You stay close. And it's awesome because, like, the relationship grows and it changes, but, like, you're always there. You always got each other's back. And I just, it's just cool for me because, you know, it's really cool to have friends that you can genuinely say, I love you. Like, I don't mean that sound weird, but it's cool. It's cool, man. Like, not everybody has that. So I try not to take it for granted. You know, the relationship, it changes, like I said. It kind of evolves over time. You know, you go away to school. There's some distance there. I'm in Colorado now. A lot of them are still here. Actually, most, all of them that I'm referring to are still here. So there's this distance aspect. But, I mean, that's fine. You know, you get together and it's like nothing changed. And it's just super cool. And it's hard to even put it into words. But that's why it's really cool for me to be home this weekend. And, you know, one, just celebrating mom's birthday, that's awesome. And family, get to see family, it's always awesome. And just seeing what everybody's up to and seeing people at the gym that I used to coach and see every day, it's just super cool. And then getting to go downtown, see some friends, and that's awesome. It's awesome. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. But that is not what I'm here to talk about today. Today, we are talking about just something that kind of just, you know, struck a chord in my brain. It's, you know, everybody wants to say, hey, all the gurus, you know, and I love to use that word because it's just hilarious because, like, people, there's just a bunch of just clowns out there, man, trying to just, I don't even know what they're trying to do. You know, they've achieved some level of success and they want to say that they can teach you how to do it. And it's like, no, they're not really, you can't really do that. You know, I got to shout out someone who's become a really good friend of mine out in Colorado. And his name's Will Grimes. So, Will, if you're listening, you're the man. But he's helped me a lot. And, you know, he doesn't like walk around like he's this like all knowing guru. You know, the dude is very successful. He's had a very successful career, not only in business, but in the military, police work, all this awesome stuff. But now he's getting into business and he's absolutely crushing it. Him and my boy Eli are, you know, just crushing real estate. It's super cool. It's like super cool for me to see as someone younger trying to, you know, come up in all these things myself. And but I just gotta shout him out because he's just a genuine awesome guy, super nice. He's gonna make time for you. He's the guy that he'll drop anything for me and help me out, which I super appreciate. And you know, he's not like one of these like guru guys that I'm referring to, which is like the guys you see on Instagram who are like trying to sell you some book or some method to, you know, triple sales in 3 minutes and, you know, make $1 million 30 years ago. I don't even know. Just ridiculous stuff. But I just had to shout him out because a lot of what I'm going to talk about going forward kind of stems from conversations we've had and directions he's led me in. And then he's good because he'll make fun of me, he'll push me, and it's just, it's all in good. It's all in love, it's all in good fun, but just gotta shout him out real quick. But, you know, everybody wants to post on Instagram, everybody wants to say, let's win the day, get up and win the day, like, okay, cool. But it's, like, let's look at a day. A day is long, and a lot can happen in a day. Depending on the day, a lot of stuff can happen. So what about the moments? Why aren't more people saying, you know, win the moment? Win the moment, win the day, you know, win the moment, win the minute, win the hour. You know, you could just keep going on and on until you're dead, basically. But like, moments are so powerful, and it's often the little moments that make or break these days. But everybody wants to look at the big picture, the macro. Not a lot of people want to look at the micro, and I'm going to be completely honest in saying that I am definitely one of those people. I'm a big picture guy. I have grand visions, places I want to go, things I want to do, but I really struggle a lot with the daily grind, the daily discipline. And I don't think that's uncommon, and I think it's at least good that I'm admitting that, aware of that, and trying to fix that, trying to improve upon that. I don't know if you ever really fix it, but improve upon it, get better at it. Because like those moments are the things that ultimately breed success, whatever that means to you, and ultimately gets you to where you want to go. But I don't think they're talked about nearly as much as they should be. Because everybody wants to flash up on the screen, make $1 million, do this, do that, follow me because I'm successful. But very few people are willing to get down to the nitty-gritty of it and do what it takes in the moment, in the moments, to achieve that level of success. And everybody wants a cheat code. And everybody wants this 2 minute, this 10 minute, this one tip, you know, and it's really not like that. And it's been cool. You know, what Will's done is really he's opened my eyes to this, to see that it's these little tiny things. It's simple things like putting something in your calendar and then building that out over time. And it could be one thing, but if you just do that one thing and you do it and you do it, all of a sudden that's going to branch off into these next one thing, this 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever things until you got this full calendar. But it starts with that. And it starts with these daily disciplines and just building that out and, you know, working on that. And that's just something that I need to get better at. And that's why I like to, you know, break down the day even further and say, man, win the moment, you know. Alarm goes off, wake up. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not even great at that. I snooze a lot. Not like they like sleep in snooze, but I'll, you know, if the alarm's set for 3, all of a sudden I'll set it for 3:08, and I'm like, all right, 8 more minutes sleep. But like, what does that really do? Besides get me to procrastinate, and then that just carries into everything else, you know? Because then, say you do snooze and you really snooze, like for an hour or two, then all of a sudden your whole structure of the day's messed up, and you could end up letting that snowball, and you end up wasting a day. But I wanted to win the day, right? But I started with that alarm. I started with that moment. And that's not the only one. I mean, people are idiots. People will be like, hey, man, you wake, like, hey, you probably heard this from me too. Wake up early and that's it. You know, like you won the day. But it's like, no, you didn't really win the day. That's one of the moments. But then you got to go out and you got to win the next moment. You know, so say you want to get up and you said, hey, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to the 5 a.m., you know, CrossFit class, you know, like, all right, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get before 4, I'm going to get before, I'm going to be at the gym by 4:45, you're ready to go, and like, say you get up at 4, or no, let's say you get up at 4 and you want to read for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and let's say you don't do that, you pull out your phone, start checking Instagram, and it's like, all of a sudden, well, you're like, well, I wanted to read today, that was my time to read, and now I'm at the gym, and then next thing you know, I got to go to work, I got to do this, I got to do that, and then I come home, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, it's like, well, then you don't get to read. It kind of just throws the flow of the day off. And maybe that's just a place where I'm coming from and thinking that if you put something off or you don't do something in the morning or when you say you're going to do it, it kind of messes with your head. And then you think it's small at first. Like, yeah, I was going to read for 15 minutes today. Like, I've been making a point to do that. And you don't. And the next thing you know, it snowballs to the next day and the next day. And the next thing you know, you're not going to the gym. You're not staying consistent at the 5 a.m. And it's like, well, okay. And, you know, like, you see how these moments snowball, and they can snowball in a good way. They can snowball in a bad way. They can snowball and create momentum, which I think momentum is huge, obviously. You do one thing one day, do it the next day, do it the next day, do it the next day. Next thing, it's a habit, right? You've built a habit. And that's huge. That is absolutely huge. But it can also go the other way where you don't do something. Okay, whatever, you know, missed it once. Don't beat yourself up. It's fine, you know, but you got it. That's where the discipline comes in. That's where you got to be like, okay, realizing I'm off the track that I want to be on. How do I get back? And if you can rope yourself and bring yourself back in, that's huge. It's when you can't do that and you let these things snowball is when it gets dangerous and when that snowball effect is bad. But it can be good. Can snowball, build habits. So that's something I'm working on is building these habits. You know, it's not necessarily like scheduling my time to a T, but saying like, okay, I need to do this for an hour today. I need to spend 30 minutes making this and then posting this, you know, stuff like that adds up over time. And, you know, content's the name of the game. And people don't want to believe it. People don't want to, you know, people are, there's a war on social media, which I understand for certain reasons. But hey, at the end of the day, you can either be on there for silly reasons or you can be on there for like business reasons. And there's a difference. You know, you can aimlessly scroll for hours and hours and get nowhere, right? And waste time. You can be on there with a purpose and a focus and you can get in, get out, get what you need from it and go. And that's where I don't like the war on social media because, and I've done it in the past where you just delete it completely and you just kind of disconnect yourself and, you know, like it or not, that's where this world is going, is more of an online social kind of world. And you're either getting with it or you're not. And if you're resisting that kind of change, it's only a matter of time and it's only going to set you back. So that's like, that's crucial to just business and brand building in life. And that's just, I mean, that's, you can try and argue that, but there's no real argument to that. You know, we're not sending letters on the Pony Express anymore. You know, we're not, I mean, billboards even, unless you live in a major city, billboards are becoming obsolete. Ads in newspapers and magazines. I mean, all this stuff, because like everybody is on their phone. It's just where it's at right now. And that's just that's a daily discipline thing. Getting on social media, posting, commenting, reaching out to people, talking to people, just building a community. I mean, that's part of it. That's a big part of it. That's somewhere where I'm lacking and I need to get better. I need to get better at putting myself out there because I've always said like, yeah, I'm a guy who likes to put himself out there and I'm not afraid of these things. And, but you know, when you get down to it, like, yeah, maybe I am, you know, maybe I am a little insecure in this area or that area. Maybe I do need to, you know, put myself out there a little more and, you know, maybe be, test the waters a little bit, you know. Don't hold back. Don't worry about offending people. Don't worry about what such and such is going to say. Because at the end of the day, man, we all got our own opinions. And, you know, if you're gonna come at me and say that my opinion is wrong, or that the way I'm feeling is wrong, like, dude, that says way more about you than it does about me. As long as my opinion or whatever isn't harming anyone in a legit way, not a, you hurt my feelings, it's so bad. Oh my gosh, I'm going to go on Twitter and tweet at you and give you a hashtag. Like, no. If it's like legit, I understand. But like, people just love to go at people and, you know, but that's just something I need to get better at, is putting stuff out there, putting opinions, putting what I'm thinking, putting just how I live my life out there for the world to see. And, you know, because it resonates with a lot of people and I've seen that and I know that. But it's about consistency and putting myself out there. So that's what I'm getting at with these little moments, is that's one of them. And there's a bunch of other stuff that needs to get done and need to do. And you just need to be consistent with it and just win the moments. You know, when you don't want to do something, do it. Man, when you don't want to get on the stuff and make this post or, you know, write this page or do this, do that, it's like, that's when you should do it. When you don't want to wake up at 4, that's when you should wake up at 4. When you don't want to go out and run, that's when you should go out and run. And people are like, oh, but I'm tired and I should recover and I should sleep. It's like, listen to yourself. Play that back in your head. Like, over-record yourself. I referenced this the other day. Over-record yourself and listen to yourself. No, it's not the just pathetic you sound. Like, yes, there are legitimate times when you should rest and recover, but if you're making that excuse every single day or every other day or every third day, man, even, like, you're just out of line, like, out of whack. You need to do the things that you don't want to do. And, you know, people talk about it all the time. Like, I have Will Grimes has said this. Brian Chantosh can give them the credit for this. You know, just like you just hear, like, hard men do hard shit, you know? It's like, you're never going to be a hard person if you're not doing hard stuff. You're not, like, pushing yourself to your limits. I mean, every single day. It doesn't have to be, like, this is where a lot of people get caught up in the Instagram and the social media world and that, in this kind of sense, like the guru-y kind of, was like, you think, like, hard stuff has to be going out and running big races and big things. And I've gotten caught up in that too. It's like, this race is big. This is my hard thing. This next thing's my hard thing. But no, it's like, and, you know, I talked to Tosh. Tosh talks about this a lot. Will kind of roped me into this other side of it where it's like, yeah, but what about this thing? Like, what about business? Like, what about these things you have to do in business? Aren't those hard? Like, doesn't that make you a harder person and a better person for doing them? It's like, you're not comfortable doing these things in business, doing these things on social media. So aren't those your hard things? Like, physical challenges are hard, yeah, but eventually, like, certain people get really good at them, and it's like, then you used to get into the debate of, is that even really hard for you anymore? Right? Or is this thing hard? Is waking up early hard for you? Is staying up later than you're used to? Not getting in your bed at your normal 9 o'clock time or whatever it is. Maybe that's hard. You know, maybe doing that little thing, taking that extra step, making that post, you know, doing something at work. I don't know what you guys do at work. I really don't. And what it's with, it doesn't matter because it's personal to you. But I mean, maybe it's just going that extra mile. You know, maybe it's doing that workout when you think you need to rest. Because you know what usually happens? You think you need to do that, and then sometime you actually do go to the gym and you feel great. You know, feel better after. You're like, man, I'm so happy I did that. Like, that was awesome. I wasn't really sore. I just needed to get moving. And that happens to me all the time. You know, you think you're like, oh, I'm so sore, I can't do anything. And you warm up, you get going, and all of a sudden, like, the workout's done. You're like, man, I feel way better than I did before. You know, it's funny how that works, because our bodies and then our minds reward us. You know, the mind adapts, is a great adapter, way greater than a lot of people give the mind and the body credit for. They're incredible adapters. And they're going to reward you for doing that, because that's what it wants. The body wants movement and the mind wants to be fed. And the mind wants safety, yeah, but the mind also wants to grow and expand. And when you feed it that difficult situation and you overcome it, you get this endorphin rush, you know, you feel great, mind, body connected, because they both feel great because of what you just did. It's awesome. That's not even just physical. That's mental, like, emotional things, you know, tough conversations, you know, tough relationships, you know, working on them, you know, not yielding, not doing what you did in the past. You brush it off, toss it off the table, push it aside until it's this huge bubble and then it pops. You know, it's all these things, and it goes back to the moments. You know, it's the little things. It's the little moments that add up to the day. Then you can win the day. And no one moment's going to define that, really. And you can't, because you can't let one little moment, good or bad, define the day. Because it's one little moment, no matter how big it is. You know, you sign a $1 million deal, who cares? Like, that can't define your day. Because then what happens when you go, you know, like, I don't know, go out with your friends, see your family later that day. Like, you're just going to be living in that moment and not give them the attention that they deserve and that they want from you. And just the community aspect of it, like, you're going to do that? You're going to let that moment define your day, no matter how great it is, no matter how bad it is? You're going to let what that one dude said to you on Twitter ruin your whole day, dude? Like, you don't even know that guy. You know, it's all these little things. And, like, you just got to become aware. And that's what I've learned, is you got to become aware. You got to have clear set goals, where you want to go, how you think you're going to get there. And obviously that'll change, but just about clarity, man, and just being in the moment. And that's really hard for a lot of people. It's hard for me. Because I got these grand visions. I got these grand ambitions and goals and where I want to go and who I want to be and what I want to do and achieve. And it's easy to get caught up in the big grand goals and ambitions and missions and not do anything. You know, you just think about those, like what it's going to be like to achieve that. And like, that's where I personally need to let that drive me. Let that big dream drive me every day to put in the work to get there. Because it's not, I'm not just going to wish it. I'm not going to toss coins into a wishing well every day and get there. I'm going to have to win these little moments. And I'm going to have to say yes to things I want to say no to. Right? And you're going to have to say no to certain things you want to say yes to. And there is an element of sacrifice. Right? I mean, you can't get, if your goal's big enough, you're not going to be able to do everything you want to do on your path to get there. Right? There's just no way. It's just not going to happen. So there's going to have to be some level of sacrifice both ways, right? You're also going to have to say yes to the things you want to say no to. Gonna have to get up early. Gonna have to stay up later. Gonna have to sleep for 3 hours. And it's gonna kind of grind him. So that's where I'm at. That's where my head's at. And yeah, just wanted to shout out Will, and then obviously shout out Tosh. You know, been having some awesome conversations with him, and it's been super cool to get closer with him and closer with Will. And honestly, man, just having people like that in my life is a huge blessing. And you know, I just like crazy things happen and crazy stars align, but you know, these two relationships are, you know, big ones for me that like it's just goofy. And I don't mean that in a bad way, it's just goofy how they happened. And like when you look at the sequence of events and like where we're at now, man, it's crazy, really, but it's awesome. Love those guys. They've been super helpful to me and my growth. And so thank you to them. And guys, I hope you enjoy listening to this today. Yeah, just little moments, you know, win the moment, then go worry about winning the day. You know, just win each moment, stack them up, and win the day, and you'll be on the path to where you want to go. So, all right, guys, have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week.